Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many believe you're blessed?
Yes.
It's so important that you do. Because see, so many people in the world, so many people in the earth, they may not say it, but they have come to believe that they are cursed. And they are. They believe, well, everything I do goes wrong. What's wrong with my life? I get ahead one step and I get knocked back two. Just about time I'm about to make some progress, something else bad happens. What are they saying? I'm cursed. Aren't they? I can't win for losing. I can't get ahead. I'm cursed. And they believe it. And they say it. And they are. And then people begin to wonder why. They think, well, this is incredible. I mean, who has this much bad stuff happen to them in a row? Thing after thing after thing after thing. And people get negative. Well, what's going to happen next? And they're expecting more bad stuff to happen. They're in faith for it. And the devil has a perfect legal right to just bring it on. Oh, but friend, you got to believe you're blessed. I'm blessed. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. Everything I put my hand to prospers. Amen. Even if I make a mistake, the Lord works it out for me. Why? I'm blessed. I can't lose for winning. I can't lose for winning. I can't go down for going over. Right? If I get knocked back a step, I jump forward 10. I'm an overcomer. Why? Because I'm so amazing? Because I'm so smart? Because I'm such a hard worker? No. Because I'm blessed of the Lord. This blessing is a tangible thing. It's real in the spirit. It is the favor of God. How many believe you got the blessing on your life? Well, this blessing affects everybody you're around. It affects everybody you associate with. Read in Genesis 30. Genesis 30. 25. Everybody okay?
Yes, sir.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Can you take some more?
Yes.
Genesis 30, verse 25. It came to pass when Rachel, or Raquel, had borne Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, send me away. Well, after being burnt 10 times, you'd be thinking that way. That I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go. For you know my service which I have done you. Now let's just stop right here. What kind of God did Jacob know? He knew a God who turned him from a broke liar into a blessed prince of God.
Amen.
Went out with a stick, came back with groups of employees and multiple flocks of herds and children. But notice what kind of man was Jacob when he began to change from being a deceiver. What kind of man? He was a man who did service. Did you hear me? See, a lot of times people just run over this. They miss this. He was a man who stayed faithful where God put him, even when he was being mistreated. Even when he was being tricked and being robbed, he wouldn't leave where he was sent until he was released. He was a man who got up early and worked hard and stayed out in the cold and braved the heat and was faithful. And when they lost money, he took care of it out of his pocket. This is the kind of man and woman God can bless. Are you with me now? lot of folk, they just pass right over this and they just say, well, I'm blessed. Not if you're lazy. Not if you're unfaithful. Did you hear me? Not if you jump out of where God put you after 3 days because somebody frowned at you. Did you hear me? You got to have some strength. You got to have some perseverance. That's the way faith is. Faith doesn't quit. Faith stays till it's done. Can you say amen? He said, you know my service which I have done you. And he did know. Listen to what he said. Laban said to him, I pray you, if I have found favor in your eyes, tarry. What does that mean? Stay. For I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. Why? He's out there in the heat and cold, but the blessing that's on him is affecting the man he's working for.
Yeah.
Oh, this is important, friends. Keep reading. Laban said, just tell me how much you want and I'll give it. He's heard that before. They've done wage deals several times and he didn't read the fine print and he got burnt. So the Lord gave him a real plan, real idea. He said, you know how I've served with you and how your cattle has been with me. It was little which you had before I came and it's now increased into a multitude. And the Lord has blessed you since my coming. Since I came to work for you, your business has exploded. I have seen that again and again and again. I've seen it. The blessing. Now that's what we ought to be so conscious of. Instead of trying to preach to our boss. Are you with me now? Too many people trying to preach to their boss. They need to be quiet. Did you hear me? Because your life is supposed to be preaching. Amen? And the blessing is supposed to be on your life to the degree that people can see. Nobody has to tell them. They know how it was before you hired on and they know how it is now. And they can, how many understand Laban was not a godly man? No, he's a tricker. He's a deceiver. But he knows about his money.
Amen.
And he knows what's happened to everything that Jacob has been dealing with. It's just exploded. And he knows when Jacob says, you know, I'm ready to go. Let me go. Laban didn't say, well, I'm glad to let you go because all you do is preach and quote scriptures all day instead of work. Are y'all with me now? See, people miss it in these areas. Let people see the blessing in your life. Then they'll want to hear what you've got to say. Let people see the results of your being with them. They won't see it with you being lazy. They won't see it with you being a clock watcher. I mean, Jacob did him service. He was there and obviously was using his faith in this man's business. And he said, man, it was just a little that you had when I came, and now it's increased into a multitude. And the Lord has blessed you since I came. He said, now when shall I provide for my own house? And so that's when they got into the speckled and spotted cow thing. And it really turned around for Jacob too. But turn on over. Just keep turning over to, the 39th chapter. And I'll just get into this some tonight too because it goes hand in hand. We've talked about the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Let's get into some tonight about the God of Joseph also. Because this all flows right in together. What kind of God did Joseph know? Well, look at this. You know the story. Joseph had dreams. Everybody remember that? Dreams of the Lord where he saw himself in a prison? No. where he saw himself somebody else's slave? No, what did he see? He saw himself ruling and reigning. Right? That's what he saw. He saw it crystal clear. But that ain't what happened initially. Right? Let's learn some lessons here. I mean, you might get direction so clear from God. You might get a vision, a dream, or a word from the Lord that's so clear about tremendous blessing. And 3 years later, look like you're in worse shape than before you started. Does that mean the vision can't come to pass? What does that mean? It means you better hang in there. Right? It means you better not get discouraged. What kind of God did Joseph know? He knew a God who never forsook him. He knew a God who stayed with him. He knew a God who completely turned his life around in one day. Right? From the dungeon to the castle. One day. What kind of man did God know? Joseph was a man who wouldn't give up his vision. He wouldn't give up his dream. He wouldn't let it go. He wouldn't get down. It's amazing. Read this chapter sometime, the whole thing, and you'll see that, you know, he went from being a slave, being sold as a slave, and then Potiphar's wife lied on him, and he wound up in jail in the dungeon. Remember that?
Yeah.
And in the dungeon, he goes to some guys, you know, the Pharaoh's baker, and they were sad, and he looked at him, he said, "Why are y'all so sad today?" That paints a whole picture. He's in the dungeon too, you know. He's eating dungeon food too. He's wearing dungeon clothes too. And his life has not been too hot. I mean, he started out the favorite baby boy with the multicolored coat. Then he becomes a slave. Then he becomes a prisoner. And he pops in and goes, "Why are you boys down today?" That's the kind of man or woman that's victorious. He was in the dungeon, but the dungeon didn't get in him. He was in a bad place, but he didn't let the bad stuff get in him. Why? He still got his vision. He saw himself ruling and reigning, and years as a servant and a slave and years in jail did not get that out of him. He still had it. I said he still had it. It's amazing. People will get something in their heart and get stirred up and didn't come to pass in a year or two or five, and they think, "Well, I don't know what I was thinking. But I guess, it's obvious that ain't coming to pass." No! Don't give up your dream. Don't give up your vision.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "The God of Joseph," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R430. That's R430. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.